the track.
FM, KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio. Artist in Residence. Curated DJ sets from an 88.5 FM artist every Saturday at 6 with a new artist residency every month. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
You're so lucky right now. You don't even know how much luck is in your wings right now, because you're here for my first show on 88.5, my first artist in residence show. My name is Matthew Coma. I'm in a band called Winnetka Bowling League. You probably don't know who I am, and you probably have never heard of our band, but I DM'd 88.5 and everybody who works at 88.5 enough times that they finally caved and said, okay, you can have a show for a month, you can play music for a month, which meant a lot to me because this is truly my favorite radio station in the world, so I feel really cool, and I'm going to try to not let everybody down and get through all 4 weeks without being banned from the grounds. So let's start the night. This first song is a song I heard on 88.5 when I first moved to Los Angeles. I was living in Woodland Hills, and I'd drive around and listen to 88.5, and this song came on, and I immediately became obsessed with whatever this band was, and I had to know more, and I did a deep dive, and they really did become one of my favorite bands in the entire world. If you know me, I never stop talking about the band Dawes, and this was the first song I heard of theirs, and it's called Time Spent in Los Angeles.
For the places I have been, and the dirt that I've been gathering deep beneath my nails. But now I know what I've been missing, and I'm going home to make it mine. of sadness. You got that tragic set of charms that only comes from time spent in Los Angeles. Makes me wanna wrap you in my arms. You got that special kind of sadness. You got that tragic set.
I There was fresh snow on the ground. Our sneakers got wet. Kim lugged a huge camcorder to capture our performance on fresh VHS. When we saw ourselves on TV, I didn't look a thing.
Mike Viola with the song Bill Viola. Artist is Mike Viola, song is Bill Viola. Mike, I could do a whole podcast on Mike, I feel like. Just, he's such an interesting artist and person and story. He's been doing it for so long, and I'd call him the king of power pop or something, but that would undersell him because it's just one of his many magic tricks. But I've been going to see Mike probably for about 13 years now. He used to play every Monday night at Joe's Pub in New York, and just him and an acoustic guitar, and he'd sit there and play some of the most amazing songs you'd never heard. And then he'd go home and realize that he's been putting records out for 15, 16 years at that point. There was just so much to get familiar with and become obsessed with and learn from. And it's only gotten worse. It's only been 10, 15 years of more music, and it's some of the most special stuff out there. And he's definitely a songwriter for songwriters. If you're an artist, you know who Mike is, but if you're a listener, you might not. And there's so much of his to share with the world that really is, it's unbelievable. So if you haven't heard Mike, this is your sign. This is your push. Up next, we have what I can officially say is a song from the Grammy Award winning record from Madison Cunningham. This is Hospital.
Earth and sky, fighting against my flesh. orphanage, you're not in the market to mine. Living like this is just no way to die.
Man! Lost as I was at 18, if not more. I'm the stranger you're kissing, the thing that went missing, that I don't have time to look for. Oh, I'm freaking out, trying not to turn this car right around. There ain't a feeling I'm not trying to fix.
That was 26 by Carol Addis. Carol has become one of my favorite up-and-coming singer-songwriters from Los Angeles. She's been, I feel like it's been maybe like 2 years she's been releasing music. She has two EPs out and a bunch of singles, and she's working on a full-length record right now, and she's just such a good storyteller, and her voice is so good, and it's a secret that's not going to be kept a secret for very long, I'm sure. She was just on tour with Lizzie McAlpine, who I got to see her open for at the Troubadour, and the live show is just as good as the record, and lots of exciting stuff coming from Carol Addis. Before that, we had American Teenager by Ethel Kane, and this next song I'm going to play is by an artist named Petey. I first found Petey on TikTok because he makes some of the most hilarious videos, sketch comedy things I've ever seen, and then I find out that he makes music. I'm like, oh, I should click on this and see what his music's all about, and his words blew me away, and I don't even know how to describe it or what category to put it in. It's super unique, and coming up right after a short break, it's going to be Petey with Don't Tell the Boys.
This is what listener-powered radio sounds like. The SoCal Sound.
It's become tradition. An event so big it takes over 88.5 The SoCal Sound for 6 hours. The South by Southwest Radio Day stage kicks off Thursday, March 16th at 10 a.m. with Balin.
Is it right? Is it right? Is it right? Oh.
11 a.m. Blonde Show. Noon, it's Sunny War.
Got intentions that you keep.
At 1 p.m., we welcome Ron Gallup.
I take my life pills. One day at a time.
2 p.m., Girl Scout.
All the time and everywhere.
And 3 p.m., Katie Tooper. 6 hours of great music played live in the heart of Austin and beamed back home to Southern California. Join us Thursday, March 16th for the South by Southwest Radio Day Stage Concert. Only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
88.5 The SoCal Sound is a nonprofit public radio station. Becoming a sponsor or underwriter highlights your support and offers benefits including increased community validation, enhanced brand reputation, and positive ROI for your business. Click Become a Sponsor at thesocalsound.org.
Support for The SoCal Sound comes from Music Head Gallery, celebrating its 25th anniversary. Music Head Gallery is dedicated to preserving music's rich heritage. The gallery hosts world premiere exhibitions, book signings, and concerts. Music Head displays thousands of photographs, art prints, posters, and books. Founder Sam Milgram has curated a new exhibition of giant photographs now on display, located on Sunset Boulevard across from Guitar Center. More information at musichead.com.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from the Kingston Trio. In celebration of nearly 65 years of music, the iconic folk group performs their best loved songs, including Where Have All the Flowers Gone and Tom Dooley, as part of the Keep the Music Playing National Tour, including two nights at the historic El Portal in North Hollywood. Ticket info at KingstonTrio.com.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago.
Gary Calamar here. Join me for a ride on the open road to hear adventurous pop music, both timely and timeless. The Open Road airs Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m., right here on 88.5, The SoCal Sound.
You're listening to a DJ residency, an hour of hand-picked songs from a new artist every month, each Saturday night at 6. 88.5, The SoCal Sound.
Don't tell the boys that you've been crying in my arms. Yeah, I believe it's sharing season for the feelings in our hearts.
Come on now.
Sign the dotted line. Go ahead and join my little cult. We'll talk about how childhood trauma's got our actions as adults. Slam the bottle on the counter. Take this thing down shot for shot.
Drove in a doomed Corvette. Helen was in the passenger.
passenger seat, eating melon and spitting out the seeds, feeling happy to be alone, but still turning a saxophone. It's cold as stone, kinda like. This is what the apocalypse will look like. Tornado with human eyes. Poison bird baths and torrents of chemical rain, like the heads of state hyperventilating in clouds of methane. Sundown on the human heart. And this is what the apocalypse will sound like. It'll be loud as a mushroom cloud. It'll sound like Final Jeopardy, but somehow be ghostly like a glockenspiel, like the testing of bombs or the tapping of stiletto heels. It'll sound like jazz. Make a distinction between death and extinction. They stopped off at a place called Hamburger Heaven to grab a bite to eat, but Helen had no appetite. She just drank a 7-Up while the sheriff tapped his coffee cup to a distant beat, kind of like. It won't look like those old frescoes, man, I don't think so. There'll be no angels with swords, man, I don't think so. No jubilant beings in the sky above, man, I don't think so. And it won't look like those old movies, neither. There'll be no drag racing through the bombed-out streets, neither. No shareholders will be orbiting the Earth, man, neither. It'll be hard to recognize each other through our oxygen masks. The successful sons of businessmen will set their desks on fire while five-star generals of the free world weep in the oil-choked tide. It won't. Couldn't recall feeling this way his entire life as he drove through the principalities of unreality on the run with somebody else's wife, the heiress of Texas oil. What is freedom, he thought? Is it to be empty of desire? Is it to find everything I've lost or I've been in search of, or is it to return to the things to which there is no more returning?
Talking out
Now that has to be one of the most beautiful songs of all time. It's so good. It's so good. I remember the first time I heard it just being completely blown away and listening to it over and over and over and over again and telling everybody I could possibly get to listen that you have to hear this song and you have to hear this voice and you have to hear these words. Go Easy Kid by Monica Martin. And before that, Jazz on the Autobahn from the Felice Brothers. Up next is a new artist and a friend of mine named Juliana Madrid out of Texas. This song is from her first EP, and she's about to put out her second EP. But this is a song we got to work on together, actually, called Astronaut by Juliana Madrid, here on 88.5.
We talked about a lapse in spirituality. We talked about dealing and death. We talked about the blind spots in humanity to make us feel better for it. Gave him a ride to the bus stop. He asked, do you mind if I smoke? I laughed at his taking a moral stock, and he got the joke. I wonder if I was more an optimist and wasn't so mentally ill. Would you like me more as polar opposite, or find something to pick apart still? Will I love you like I love suburbia? Sometimes I guess it's alright. Stay and don't make me a warrior.
hope you don't tell everyone. I'm selfish as shit and concerned with perception. How people would think of me now. Nuance and truth removed for your protection. Makes it all so one-sided and shrunk down. And if you ever meet a real astronaut, afraid of walking on the moon, well, he'd understand me an awful lot. I hurt you. Arcades and unhappy hours turned up on the cooling.
Good afternoon, Chris. Do you mind if I call you that? See, me and my partner here have just a few questions to ask. We are here today on official good person business regarding calls that we receive from an anonymous witness. So you've been right here all along, underneath my nose. We have you surrounded, there's nowhere to go. Okay, okay, I confess, I'm not a work in progress. All my thoughts are illegal, I'm not safe for other people. I have always been evil. Stairs, two of them at a time. Cause if there's not an even number, I'm gonna die as an exercise. Just imagine you are your fear. Now make it small and small and smaller until it disappears.
I'm not afraid to be alone.
That was Hatchy with the song Nosedive, which is her latest release. Hatchy is a really, really great artist out of Australia who I first discovered on her Sugar and Spice EP in 2018 and have been following along ever since. Love her voice, love the productions, love her band, her live show. The whole thing is just really, really great, and this is no exception. Before that, OC Demon by Christian Lee Hudson off the record Quitters. Now next, I know nothing about this artist except that it came up on my For You page on TikTok, and the verse kept coming up. I guess he was like teasing it before he put it out, and I must have heard it 100 times to the point where I was walking around singing it before I'd ever heard the full song. And now the song's out, and I really like it. It's called Pilot by Levi Roth.
I guess I'm excited that Jesus provided a simple way out. 'Cause free will has a pilot, but I'm never driving with these pills in my mouth. My doctor said that I'm alright here in my bed, but it's important to not miss my appointments. The news I read that all these kids are fucking dead for every cardboard empire that they're building instead. I'm enlightened. There's 3 points for trying just to live with yourself. For 2 years and some mileage, I knew I was dying and somebody else. My mother said that I'm okay up in my head, like a department store on almost Christmas Eve. And then they were the idea of being sweet, I'm getting past the point of fucking all the friends I've had. I guess you're invited. My funeral's Friday, but don't come alone. Violets with all I'm prescribed with in place of a coat. My body said that I should fill it up with light and let the dust be the dust we disturb and let. 'Cause in my friends, yes, I'm okay that I have tried to be something I wanted, but it is dead.
Friends were so scary, I wish you were more like them. It's just like a movie. You carried me into your room, raggedy and legs. I said, can I just sleep on the airbed? No, no, no. Drove me from the bar straight to the ER while I bled on your car. The doctor was mean, but you called him a dumbass and waited there all night. And then you said sorry, and it wasn't mine, right? No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no. shouldn't have picked up. Your logic was giant, rendered me on my way and quiet. And I loved coming over, 'cause it felt like dying. And after you finished, you asked if I was crying. No, no, no. Shaking like crazy, said I gotta shrink. And she said the same thing that everyone else did. And then it was silent. You said alright, am I being indicted? No, no, no. No, no. Mostly from your side. And then I stopped breathing, so we did an exercise, 4 and 6 out. Sam, you were.
To shame, he's not a fag. The only girl I ever loved was